Welcome to Voter Information, the show that looks at elections in the city, the state, and the nation. This is your election guru, Mark Braun here. Glad you could join us today. I remind you, you're listening to a recording provided for the use of those who are blind or print impaired. Materials or items read in Ayers, L.A. are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. All right? All right. So, another primary has come and gone, and we have the results as for the state and the local as they appear for this show. Things could change by the time this show airs or by next week. But as of right now, here are how the statewide offices results are showing for right now. Starting with the headliner, the gubernatorial race. And right now, as of this show, on top is Democrat Javier Becerra, who has approximately 26% of the vote. This is with 68% of the precincts reporting in. Republican Steve Hilton has approximately 26%. Then there's Democrat Tom Steyer at 21%. Republican Chad Bianco at approximately 11%. Democrat Katie Porter, approximately 5%. Democrat Mike Mahan at approximately 4%. Democrat Antonio Villaraigosa, 1%. Democrat Toni Thurmond, also 1%. Betty Yee, Democrat Betty Yee, who withdrew, she's got approximately 1%, as does Peace and Freedom, Ramsey Robinson, also approximately 1%. Democrat Eric Swalwell's name was still on the ballot. He got 0.3%, as did Republican Tim Nelson and Republican Randeep S. Dillon. Then there's Democrat Barack D. Obama Shaw with a 0.2%. Republican Leo Samuel Zaki, 0.2%. Democrat Carolina Buehler, 0.2%. Republican Greta Solorzano, 0.2%. Then we've got Democrat Matthew Chase Levy, 0.1%. Libertarian Tom Woodard, who withdrew, also got 0.1%. As did Democrat Eric Zazulak, 0.1%. Democrat Luis D. Barequa, 0.1%. Republican Leo Narano IV, 0.1%. Democrat Mohammed Arif, 0.1%. Then we've got Republicans James Anthes Jr., who's also got approximately 0.1%. Independent Nancy D. Young, 0.1%. Republican David Zickfus, 0.1%. Republican Alicia Olivia Lapp, 0.1%. Independent Joseph Cabrera, 0.1%. Independent Christine R. Sarmiento, 0.1%. Democrat Satish B. Rao, 0.1%. Republican Rafael M. Hernandez, 0.1%. Independent John Henderson, 0.1%. Democrat Scott Shields, 0.1%. Independent Frederick C. Schultz, 0.1%. Independent Amanda Martin, 0.1%. Democrat Larry Acevedo, 0.1%. Democrat Derek Grassi, 0.1%. Independent Mauro Alberto Orozco, 0.1%. Independent Elaine Culotti, 0.1%. Republican Patricia De Luca Basualdo, 0.1%. Then we got Democrat Raji Rab, who got 2,730 votes, which amounts to 0.04%. Democrat Sophia Edom A. Sam, 2,696 vote. Democrat Akinyemi Agbedi, 2,362 votes. Independent Brent Maupin, 2,335 votes. Independent Lewis Herms, 2,113 votes. Democrat Gary Howard Kittle, 2,031 votes. Independent Naomi Barlev, 2,013 votes. Independent Daniel Mercury, 1,942 votes. Democrat Joel E. Jacob, 1,796. Democrat Thunder Parley, 1,781. Independent Margaret Trow, 1,748. Independent Reza Safar Nehad, 1,647. Independent Living for God and Country DeMott, 1,595. Independent Don J. Grundman, 1,507. Independent Ann Komarovsk, 1,292. Independent Dwayne Terrence Loins Jr., 1,280. Independent Dawit Kilel, 1,081. Independent Sim Sandek, 958 votes. Independent Max Foman, 642 votes. Independent Lucas Adam Filinski, 399 votes. And finally, Independent Serge Fionkin, 368 votes. So those are the total votes as of right now, with the approximately 68% of the precincts reporting in for the gubernatorial race. We now go on to the race for lieutenant governor. That is wide open. And right now, with 68% of the precincts reporting in, on top is Democrat Fiona Ma with approximately 19%, just barely ahead of Republican Gloria Romero, also with approximately 19%. Then we've got Democrat Josh Friday with 14%, Democrat Michael Tubbs, 12%, Republican David Kallenberg with 7%, Republican David Fennell, also 7%, Democrat Oliver Ma, 6%, Republican Skip Shelton, 5%, Democrat Janelle Kilman, 4%, Republican Ebby Lynch, 2%, Democrat Tim Myers, also at 2%, and Peace and Freedom, Alice Steck, 1%. Democrat Jason Lopez, 1%. Democrat Abdur Sigdur, 1%. Independent Sean Collinson got 17,827 votes for 0.3%. And Independent Rakesh Christian got 9,343 votes for 0.2%. And so those are the results of the race for lieutenant governor, with approximately 68% of the precincts reporting in there. All right, we have the race for Secretary of State, where the incumbent is Shirley Weber. She was running again, and she is on top with 68% of the precincts reporting in, with approximately 57% of the vote, with Republican Donald P. Wagner with 39%, Green Michael Feinstein 2.3%, and Green Gary Blenner with approximately 2%. We move on to the race for state controller, where the incumbent is Malia Cohen. She was running for re-election, and she has, at this point, with 68% of the precincts reporting in, she has approximately 55% of the vote to Republican Herb Morgan, who's got 40%, and Peace and Freedom Megan Adams, who has approximately 5%. Right, we have the race for state controller, state treasurer, that is, and that's wide open with 68% of the precincts reporting in. We've got Democrat Eleni Konalakis on top with approximately 36% of the vote, Republican Jennifer Hawks at approximately 26%, Democrat Anna Cabarrillo with 15%, Republican David Serpa with 14%, Democrat Tony Vasquez 7%, and Green Glenn Turner with approximately 3%. All right, we have a race for state attorney general, where the incumbent is Rob Bonta. He was running for another term, and he is on top with 68% of the precincts reporting in, with approximately 55%. Then there's Republican Michael Gates with 40%, and Green Marjorie Michaels with approximately 5%. All right, and we have the race for state controller. That is also wide open. And this is with 68% of the precincts reporting in. On top is Democrat Jane Kim with approximately 25%. Then we've got Democrat Ben Allen with approximately 20%. Then there's Republican Stacey Korsgaden with approximately 17%. Republican Robert Howell at 8%. Democrat Patrick Wolf, 7%. Republican Merritt Farren, 7%. Republican Sean Lee, approximately 6%. Democrat Steve Bradford at approximately 5%. Peace and Freedom, Edward Lalo Varkas at approximately 3%. Republican Eric Arneo, 2%. And American Independent Keith Davis at 1%. All right, now we've got the only nonpartisan statewide race, the Superintendent of Public Instruction. That is wide open as well. And there will be a runoff between Sonia Shaw, who got approximately 24%, and Richard Barrera, who has approximately 20%. And then the others, Wendy Castaneda Leal got 9%, Nichelle Henderson also 9%, Anthony Rendon 8%, Al Muratsuchi 8%, Josh Newman 7%, Frank Lara 7%, Anya Long approximately 6%, and Gus Matamal 2%. So there's a runoff there. It's going to be between Sonia Shaw and Richard Barrera. All right, now let's move on to the election results for the statewide Board of Equalization. So there are four different districts, and they're all on the line this year. And so the District 1, we have on top here, starting with the Republican Shannon Grove with approximately 35%. Then there's Democrat Nelson Esparza with 32%. Then Democrat Donald Williamson at approximately 16%, Republican Dusty Beach at 13%, and Republican Nader Shahatit at approximately 5%. Then there's District 2, where the incumbent is actually Sally Lieber. She is running for another term, and she's on top right now with approximately 55% of the vote. And bringing up the rear is Democrat John Pimentel with approximately 15% and Republican Bill Shireman with approximately 12%. Republican J. Brett Marimi at approximately 10%. Republican Mark McComas at approximately 5%. And Republican John Zaruka at approximately 3%. And there's District 3 that is up for grabs as well. And on top right now is Democrat Mike Gibson at approximately 27%. Democrat Samuel Sukaton II with approximately 16%. Democrat Yvonne Yu, 13%. Republican Carl Basile at approximately 12%. Republican Ray Portella, 11%. Republican Stephen Hohill, approximately 7%. Democrat Rudy Bermudez at approximately 6%. Democrat Baru Sanchez, approximately 6%. Independent Mary Manville, approximately 2%. And Democrat Jin Jing Liu at approximately 2% as well. And then there's District 4, also up for grabs. On top there is one Dennis Bilodeau at approximately 47%. And second is Democrat Tom Umberg at 20%, Democrat Cody Peterson at approximately 18%, Democrat Martin Arias at approximately 13%, and Libertarian Gardner C. Osborne at approximately 2%. And those are the results from the State Board of Equalization. Now let's go to the congressional races in the surrounding areas here, starting with District number 25, where the incumbent is Raul Ruiz. He was running for a second for another term, and he is on top right now with approximately 59% of the vote. And next is Republican Joe Malis at approximately 20%, Republican Ronald Hoffman 13%, and Republican C.C. Truman at approximately 9%. Then we go on to District 26, where the incumbent is Democrat Jackie Irwin. She's running for another term as well. And as of right now, she is on top at approximately 41%. Then there's Republican Sam Gallucci at approximately 22%. Republican Mike Koslow, 10%. Republican William Scott, approximately 9%. Democrat Chris Espinoza, 9%. Democrat Sonia Kaker, 5%. Republican Daniel Miller, 2%. Democrat Susan Samadzadeh at approximately 2%. And Democrat Liam Hernandez, also at approximately 2%. The 27th district, where incumbent Joe Whitesides is. He is running for another term. And right now on top is Republican Jason Gibbs with approximately 44%. Incumbent Democrat George Whitesides is at 39%. And there's Democrat Roberto Ramos at 9%. And Democrat Caleb Norwood at approximately 8%. Then there's the 25th district with the incumbent is Judy Chu. She is running for another term. And as of right now, she is on top at approximately 60%. Then there's Republican April Verlato at approximately 34%. And Democrat Peter Roybal at approximately 6%. And District 29, where the incumbent is Luz Rivas, she is running for another term. She is right now on top with approximately 51% of the vote. Then there's Republican Rudy Melendez at 27% and Democrat Angelica Maria Dueñas at approximately 23%. District 30, the incumbent is Democrat Laura Friedman. She's running for another term, and right now she is on top at approximately 52%. Then there's Republican Scott Myers at 19%, Democrat Cameron Tennessean at 12%, Independent John Armenian, 6%. Republican Dennis Fatosa, 5%. Democrat Joel Lava at 4%. And Democrat Penny Herman at 3%. Then we've got District 31, where the incumbent is Gil Cisneros. He is on top right now at 58% of the vote. Then there's Republican Eric Ching with approximately 26%. And then Republican Erskine Levy at approximately 16%. Then there's District 32, where the incumbent is Brad Sherman. He is running again. He right now is on top with 37% of the vote. Then there's Republican Larry Thompson at 35%. Then there's Democrat Jake Levine at 14%. Democrat Marina Lynn, approximately 6%. Democrat Chris Ahuja at 4%. Democrat Anna Wilding, 2%. Democrat Dori Ben-Ami, 1%. Democrat Josh Sauter, also at approximately 1%. And Independent Doug Smith, also at approximately 1%. District 33, the incumbent is Democrat Pete Aguilar. He is right now on top at with approximately 53% of the vote. Then there's Republican Stephanie Vargas at 18%. Republican Tom Herman at approximately 12%. Democrat Antonis Christodoulou at 7%. Republican Eugene Weems at approximately 5%. Republican Ernest Richter at approximately 5%. And Independent Lingling Chi at 1%. District 34, where the incumbent is Jimmy Gomez. He, too, is running for another term. And right now, he is on top with approximately 47% of the vote. Then there's also fellow Democrat Angela Gonzalez-Torres at 27%. Republican Calvin Lee at approximately 16%. Democrat Robert Lucero Jr. at approximately 6%. Democrat Arthur Dixon at 3%. And Independent Lauren Collin at approximately 1%. Then we've got District 35, where the incumbent is Norma Torres, and she, too, is on top right now with 58%, with lone Republican Mike Cargill at 42%. So those are the only two candidates. They will meet in the general. District 36, the incumbent is Democrat Ted Lieu. He's on top right now with approximately 60% of the vote. Then we've got Republican Houston Brignano at approximately 17%, Republican Melissa Tumim, 14%, Democrat Marianne Shama, 6%, Democrat Rustin Knudsen, 1%, Democrat Frederick Reardon, 1%, and Independent Claire Anderson, also at approximately 1%. So those are the results of the congressional districts in the surrounding areas. All right, now let's do the state Senate districts in the surrounding areas. And we have District 20, where the incumbent is Carolyn Menevar. She is running for another term, and right now she is on top at approximately 58% of the vote. Then there's Republican Tony Rodriguez at 32%, and Democrat Roberto La Cara at 2%. District 22, the incumbent is Susan Rubio, and she is on top right now with approximately 59%. Then there's Republican Mike Netter, 38%, and Independent R.R. Jimenez at approximately 3%. District 24, the incumbent is Bill Allen, but he is running for insurance commissioner, so this is a wide-open race. And so right now on top, this is very tight, right now on top is Republican G. Rick Marshall at approximately 20%. Then there's Democrat Brian Goldsmith at approximately 19%. Democrat John M. Erickson, 17%. Republican Christina Irwin, approximately 16%. Democrat Sion Roy, 13%. Democrat Mike Newhouse at approximately 5%. Democrat Eric Alegria, 4%. Democrat Amaris Dordar, 3%. Democrat Ellen Evans at approximately 3%. And Democrat Zenon Uladi Crow at approximately 1%. And then there's District 26, where the incumbent is Maria Elena Durazo. She is not running for another term. She is turned out. And right now on top is Democrat Sarah Hernandez at approximately 32%. Then there's Democrat Sarah Rascon, 17%. Democrat Wendy Carrillo, approximately 14%. Democrat Maybe Pudlo at approximately 12%. Republican Claudia Agraz at approximately 10%. Democrat Juan Camacho at approximately 8%, Republican Sang Mazdog at approximately 7%, and then there's Democrat Paul Bowers at approximately 2%. And then there's District 28. The incumbent is Lola Smallwood Cuevas, and she is running for another term, and she is on top right now with approximately 74% of the vote to Republican Joe Lazuzo with approximately 19%, and Independent Daphne Bradford at approximately 6%. There's District 30, where the incumbent is Bob Archuleta. He is running for another term. He's on top with approximately 62% to Republican Aracely Martinez at 39%. Those are the only two, so they'll meet again in the general election. And those are the results from the state Senate districts in the surrounding area. And in our final look at statewide offices, the assembly district in the surrounding areas, starting with the District 42, where the incumbent is Democrat Jackie Irwin. She is termed out, so that is up for grabs. On top right now is one Deborah Klein Lopez with approximately 51% of the vote. Then there's Ted Norblum with approximately 27%. And Republican Rocky Rhodes at approximately 22%. Then there's District 43. And on top right there is incumbent Celeste Rodriguez at approximately 72%. And Republican Ricardo Benitez at approximately 28%. Only two candidates there, so they'll meet again in November. District 44, we have Democrat Nicholas Nick Schultz on top with approximately 68%. Then there's Republican Carolyn Daniels at 23%. And then Charlotte Gary, a Republican, also at 9%. Here's District 45, and where we have on top is Democrat James C. Ramos at approximately 65%, and Republican Greg Abduct at approximately 35%. Then there's District 46, where the incumbent is Jesse Gabriel. He is on top right now at approximately 64%, and Republican Tracy Schroeder at approximately 37%. So those are the assembly districts in the surrounding areas, and that takes care of the primary results for the state of California. All right, now we're going to turn to the primary results for the city and county of Los Angeles, starting with the city and the headliner race there for the mayor of Los Angeles, where the incumbent is Karen Bass. She is running for re-election, as you know, and as of right now, she is on top at approximately 35%. Then there's Spencer Pratt at approximately 28%, Councilperson Nithya Raman at approximately 25%, then there's Adam Miller at approximately 4%, Ray Chen Huang at approximately 3%, Juanita Lopez at approximately 2%, Andrew J. Kim approximately 1%, Susie Kim 1%, Asad Al-Najjar approximately 1%, Brian Costa 0.45%, John Logsdon, 0.41%. Tish Hyman, 0.20%. Andrea Salivra, approximately 0.15%. And Nelson Chang with approximately 0.12%. And we have the race for city attorney. The incumbent is Heidi Felstein Soto. She was running for re-election. However, on top right now is one Marissa Roy at approximately 40%. Then there's John McKinney at approximately 31%. The incumbent, Heidi Felstein Soto, is third with approximately 19%. And then there's Ada Ashuri at approximately 10%. Then there is the contest for a city controller, where the incumbent is Kenneth Mejia, and he was running for re-election, and he is on top at 60% with Zach Sokoloff at approximately 40%. Those are the only two candidates there, and so Kenneth Mejia has, in fact, been safely re-elected. We go on now to the races for our city council. For Council District Number 1, the incumbent, Eunices Hernandez, was running for re-election. Right now, she is on top at approximately 54% of the vote. Then there's Maria Lou Calanchi at 17%, Raul Claros, 11%, Nelson Grande at approximately 10%, and Silvia Robledo, 8%. So if that holds up, Councilmember Eunice Hernandez will be safely reelected without a runoff. All right, and then there's the third district where the incumbent is Bob Blumenfield. He is termed out. And on top right now is Timothy K. Gaspar at approximately 48%, Barry Worth Gervin at approximately 41%, and Christopher Robert C. R. Salona at approximately 12%. So it looks like there will be a runoff there. Council District Number 5, the incumbent is Katie Yaroslavsky running for re-election. Right now, she is on top with 66% of the vote. Then there's Henry Mantel with 23% and Morgan Euler with approximately 11%. So if that holds up, she will be safely re-elected without a runoff. District Number 7, the incumbent is Monica Rodriguez. Nobody was opposing her. She was running for re-election. So she received 25,200 votes. So she has been safely re-elected. Then we've got District Number 9. It's wide open there, and it looks like there will be a runoff. On top is one Jose Ugarte at 40%. Then there's Estuardo Mazarigos at 24%. Jorge Nuno at 11%. Elmo Roldan, 10%. Martha Sanchez, 10%. And Jorge Hernandez Rosas at approximately 5%. Then there's the 11th district where the incumbent is Tracy Park. She was running for re-election, and she's on top at approximately 63% to her lone opponent, Faiza Malik, at 37%. So if this holds up, she too will be safely re-elected without the need for a runoff. And then there's District 13. The incumbent is Hugo Soto Martinez running for re-election. Right now, he is on top at approximately 66%. Then there's Dylan Kendall at 13%, Rich Sarian at 12%, and Coulter Carlisle at 9%. So if this holds up, Hugo Soto Martinez will be safely reelected as well. And then there's District Number 15, where the incumbent is Tim McCosker, and he's on top at approximately 77% to 23% for Jordan Rivers. Those are the only two opponents, and McCosker looks like he will be holding on to be safely reelected. We move on now to the Board of Education races here with District 2, where the incumbent is Rocio Rivas. She was running for re-election, and she is on top with 62% to Raquel Zamora at 38%. So if that holds up, she will be safely re-elected. District Number 4, where the incumbent is Nick Melvoin. Right now, he is on top at 64% to 36% for Ankar Patel. So if that holds, he too will be safely re-elected. And then there's District 6, where the incumbent is Kelly Gonez, and she was running unopposed. She received 58,707 votes, so she too has been safely reelected. And now on to the county races. We go to the Board of Supervisors, District 1. That was wide open, and looks like we have a solid winner in Maria Elena Durazo with 58% of the vote there. Elaine Alanez with 15%. David E. Argudo, 10%. Noel Almario, 9%. And Annabella Figueroa Mazaricos at approximately 7%. So if that holds, Maria Elena Durazo will, in fact, be the winner. Then there's District Number 3, where the incumbent is Lindsay Horvath. She was running for re-election, and looks like she is on top at approximately 65%. Then there's Tanya Array at 18%, Carmen Lina Manassian at 9%, and Tomas Sidenthaden at approximately 9%. So if that holds up, she too will be safely re-elected. Then there's the race for sheriff. The incumbent is Robert G. Luna, and he is running for re-election. Right now, he is on top at approximately 45% of the vote. Bringing up the rear is former sheriff Alex Villanueva at 23%. Then there's Eric Strong, 13%. Carla Carranzo at 6%. Oscar Antonio Martinez, 4%. Mike Bornman, 4%. Andre N. White, approximately 4%. And Brendan Corbett, 1.34%. So there looks like there is going to be a runoff if this holds between Robert Luna and Alex Villanueva. So we just might see them in November. We have county assessor here. The incumbent is Jeffrey Prang running for re-election, and he is on top at approximately 58% of the vote to 15% for Sandy Sun. Rob Newland has approximately 12%. Stephen A. Adamus, 8%. And Stephen Palti at approximately 6%. So if this holds, County Assessor Jeffrey Prang will in fact be safely reelected. All right, let's get you the Superior Court judge results, starting with office number 2. On top of there, Tal Valbueno, 53%, Robert S. Draper, 47%, office number 14, Irene Lee, 58%, Angie Christides, 42%, office number 39, only one, Bin Q. Deng, who received 1,019,490 votes. Office number 60, one candidate, Ann Maurer, who received 996,195 votes. Office number 64, on top of there, we have Maria Gobadi with 45%, Rhonda Hamon, 40%, and Francisco Amador at 15%. Looks like there will be a runoff in that office. And also office number 65, on top is Justin Allen Clayton, 36%, then Anna Slotky-Raitano, 29%, Samuel Wallach Kraus, 22%, and Chelly G. Jimenez at approximately 13%. So it looks like there'll be a runoff over there as well. Office number 66, we have Ben Forer, 70% there, and Cheryl Turner, 30%. And then there's office number 81, David Walgren on top at approximately 79%, that is, and Dan Kapelowitz, 21%. Office number 87, Anthony A.J. Bain on top, 40%, David DeJudy at 33%, and then Shari Sanders Gordon at approximately 27%. So it looks like there will be a runoff over there. Then there's office number 116. On top is one Pat Connolly, 53%, Paul A. Thompson at approximately 47%. Office number 131. On top there, Donna Treifman at 38%, David Ross, 31%, Carlos Damier at approximately 16%, and Troy Slayton at approximately 15%. So it looks like there'll be a runoff in that race as well. Office number 141, only one candidate, Mariela Torres, who received 1,032,559 votes. Office number 176, on top there, Gloria Marin, 59%, Zachary Smith, 41%. Office 181, Ryan Dibble, 60% there, to Tania Lindsay at approximately 40%. And office number 196, Candace J. Henry, with the only candidate there with 1,021,329 votes. Right, now let's go to the city and county measures that we voted on. Starting with the city measure here, Measure CB, applying cannabis business taxes to unlicensed cannabis businesses. And that one passed overwhelmingly, 71% yes, 29% no. And then there's Los Angeles City Municipal Election Measure TC, applying transit occupancy tax to online travel companies. And that one also passed, 56% to yes, 44% no. Measure TT, funding for city services through modifications to the transient occupancy tax. That one looks like it is going to fail with approximately 55% no to 45% yes. And we had one county measure, ER, Essential Services Restoration Act for Los Angeles County General Sales Tax Measure. And right now it looks like that is losing with approximately 52% no and 49% yes. So that may not be over, but it looks like it is going to lose. And those are all the results from the city, the state, and the county of California and Los Angeles, respectively. So with the time that we have left, let's see if we can break a few things down, starting with our mayoral race from a graph from the Los Angeles Times, Saturday, June 6, 2026. It says where the mayoral candidate's support comes from. Results are preliminary, with 62% of expected votes as of June 3rd. So Mayor Karen Bass had the best support in Northridge, Eagle Rock, City of Los Angeles, Venice, and San Pedro, but she had the strongest support in South LA. And then Spencer Pratt, he did well in Shadow Hills, Bel Air, Pacific Palisades, and in downtown. And Pratt won the one half the vote in wealthy Pacific Palisades and the Bel Air precincts the most. Nithya Raman, she did well in Encino, Sherman Oaks, Los Feliz, and Westwood, and Raman underperformed in much of her own council district. So that's where the mayoral candidate support comes from. This is from the Los Angeles County Registrar and put forth by Sean Green and Sadia Kambagpati from the Los Angeles Times for Saturday, June 6, 2026. And from the same Los Angeles Times, Saturday, June 6, 2026, this is called Here's How Your Neighborhood Voted for Los Angeles Mayor. Results are preliminary, with 62% of expected votes in as of June 3rd. And this was also put forth by Sean Green and Sandhya Kamapati. And basically says, this map shows the margin and density of votes by precinct. Areas where a candidate leads by wide margins, such as Brentwood for Pratt, appear darker on this map. More densely populated neighborhoods, such as Bass Strongholds in Baldwin Hills and Hyde Park, appear in brighter colors. As of Wednesday, an estimated 710,000 ballots were yet to be counted countywide, according to LA County officials. So breaking it down with Bass, she's got the leads in cities like Arleta, Canoga Park, Northridge, Lake Balboa, North Hollywood. We got Eagle Rock, El Sereno, Boyle Heights, Central Alameda, Florence, Green Meadows, Del Rey. Looks like she's okay in Playa del Vista, Harbor Gateway, and some San Pedro as well, and a little bit of in Harbor City. As for Pratt, he's done well in Chatsworth, Granada Hills, Sylmar, Sunland, Shadow Hills, Northridge, some of Canoga Park there, Woodland Hills, Encino, Pacific Palisades, Bel Air, Studio City, Westwood, Griffith Park, and also some of San Pedro and Harbor City as well. Also a little bit of Playa del Rey as well. And as for Nithya Raman, her leads are coming somewhere in North Hollywood, East Hollywood, and some of Eagle Rock, Palms, and Westwood. So also Pratt did pretty well in Westwood as well. And she's also done a little bit in Del Rey. So those are the cities where everybody is leading or done well. And this was called Here's How Your Neighborhood Voted for Los Angeles Mayor. The margins may change as mail-in and provisional ballots are counted. This is from the Los Angeles County Registrar and put forth by Sean Green and Sandy Kamahapti of the Los Angeles Times, out of the Los Angeles Times for Saturday, June 6, 2026. Here's a last-minute one from SanJoseSpotlight.com. Will San Jose mayor face fallout after running for governor by Keith Menconi for June 6, 2026? When San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan announced his run for California governor in January, the news divided residents. Longtime supporters cheered Mahan's bid to elevate a centrist brand of politics into the statewide policy conversation, but the decision to seek higher office before reaching the halfway mark in his four-year term also drew sharp criticism. Even now with the campaign over, Mahan conceded shortly after polls closed Tuesday, the four-month foray into statewide politics remains as polarizing as ever in San Jose, suggesting the local political follow-up may have just begun. San Jose residents told San Jose Spotlight Mahan's decision to run has led them to question his commitment to lead the city he leads. Meanwhile, the campaign's reliance on financial support from wealthy tech benefactors has inflamed mistrust among the city's already skeptical progressives, and in the eyes of some, his lackluster performance at the polls, even in Santa Clara County, he drew just 9% of the vote, has exposed deep political vulnerability. It weakens his ability to govern the city because there's blood in the water and others have taken notice, one City Hall insider who spoke on condition of anonymity told San Jose Spotlight. He's going to be in for a real fight coming up. In the near term, such perceivable political weakness could stifle opposition against Mahan's local political policy agenda. Further out, it could complicate his re-election bid should he choose to seek a second four-year term as mayor in 2028. The political fault line opened by the campaign was on full display Tuesday evening as San Jose's most politically engaged residents flocked to election watch parties. They offered sharply diverging appraisals. "I feel real proud that he's representing San Jose," resident Jill Borders told San Jose Spotlight at Mahan's watch party and held at San Pedro. "When he was up there in the debates, I thought, yeah, that's my mayor." But across town, Paul Bayan out at a Cambrian bar to cheer District City Councilmember candidate Gord Chester said Mahan's gubernatorial campaign has undermined his credibility with residents. That will do it for this edition, folks. Until next time, happy voting and peace.